We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, I understand he can't. I didn't expect him to, but that's why we employ on our show a medical mind.
Yes.
Dr. Robert McLaughlin.
No, it's not.
Al, and he is on the line now to deal with the Philadelphia Eagles injury issues. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bob is here. Hi, Dr. Bob.
I was a non-practicing clinical psychologist. We do some surgery.
All right, Dr. Bob, could you help us with this rash of new Eagle injuries?
Players get hurt before the game, but
yep.
It's more common than you think. See, people are hurt before the game in the workplace all the time. Walking to work, hit by a bus.
Well, they weren't hit by a bus, Doc.
You drive your car into work, get cut off, give the guy the finger, sprain your finger. That's like what happened to Drew Brees the other day.
That is not what happened to Drew Brees. He got hurt when he was hit throwing a pass.
Sean Jackson hurt as soon as the game started.
Yep.
There could be not enough leg room in the plane. Maybe next time give him an aisle seat, let him stretch his groin on the plane. See?
That is, again, not at all what happened.
Well, I don't want to speculate about a man's groin, Angelo. A man's groin and his posse are his own business. Are you going to ask him if he stretched his groin on a plane?
No.
Not me. Guy says occupied. I leave him alone.
All right. I understand that. That's right, Doc. But these injuries in the workplace.
The injuries in the workplace, very common. Your coworker, Ava Graham.
Yeah.
You should be careful with the hot seat. Could burn her buns.
That is possible. She's had that issue before.
You like your buns toasted, Ava? I didn't think so.
All right.
Very important. Stretch before work. I'm sure you stretch your vocal cords before going on the air, anybody. You're right. So, la, 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 la. Okay, ready to go.
Yep.
I see, Morgani, no chance of him getting hurt. He don't do nothing at work. That's the best way to avoid injuries. Don't do anything. They got Dallas Goedert calf injury.
Right.
Problem is in the calves, it's the cows. Get better cows, produce better calves.
Huh?
Problem solved.
That's not the issue, Bob.
Same with Alshon Jeffrey. Injured calf. What the hell's going on down the farm?
No.
You need a trainer. You need a veterinarian.
That's not what we're doing here.
The Sixers had the right idea going to Australia for Dr. Doolittle.
They did not have Dr. Doolittle on their medical staff.
It's a next man up mentality. Calf gets hurt, use a chicken. Sometimes the chicken don't perform well in big games. They choke. Now you're choking the chicken.
Now we're not.
Back in the same place with an injured groin again.
Oh, no.
Careful.
No. It's not it in the least. What about the man with the red hat in the tent?
You see the man in the red hat, you get in the blue tent, and find out they got yellow fever. Your teammates get green with envy. Hello, the rainbow. Some guys get scared outside the blue tent. Could tell by the brown pants.
Nobody had yellow fever, Dr. Bob.
Or brown pants.
No one had brown
pants. Corey Clement separated shoulder. Maybe him and the shoulder not getting along. Trial separation.
It's not a...
You'll miss 2 weeks away from your shoulder. Make it like you better when you come back. Oh, I'm injured.
What happened, Doc?
I got an injured ear. I'm listening to you talk crap. I got E. coli poisoning.
No. Doc, no, we're not done yet.
It's either that or a cauliflower ear, and I don't even eat vegetables.
Doc.
I wish I could go. I got to go in the tent. See
he's going in the tent, Al. Dr. Robert McLaughlin injured during the interview. See Joe Cocklin's comedy show at St. Rose of Lima in North Wales, Pennsylvania, September 28th. For tickets, go to joecocklin.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.